Shall pass away, and earth grows, and kingdoms fall. When men begin to hear to pray on rocks and hills and mountains tall, God's love so pure shall still endure all measures and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints. Oh, glory to God, how ancient good, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and where the skies of parchment made, where every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe a tree, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, well, God, how ancient pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Number 228.
He wasn't at the minute, was he?
No, he wasn't. He met the master.
Amen. We're going to be right here.
Amazing grace.
He is worthy of our praises.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, Lord. Why he had to go to the cross and die for me. And I'm so thankful that I serve a God that's willing to give his only begotten Son.
Hallelujah, Son.
That I may have everlasting life.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so thankful for that. That's one of my favorite songs. Love to sing it, but I just could not sing it this morning. I just see him hanging there.
Singing it right now, son.
But I love him. I love him this morning. I love each and every one of you. I'm going to let the children go to class and let people come up here and teach us this morning.
Chapter 10.
start with verse 1. I was going to start at 7, but I'm going to go ahead and start with verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of a goat should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of this book it is written of me, to do the will of God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do the will, O God. He take away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He is the supreme sacrifice. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away the sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now for remission of their, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You know, I've been sort of remodeling on a house, and we was doing some staining yesterday. And I got stain all over me, you know, and I just started thinking about, you know, being covered by the blood. You know, how it washed me clean. You know, that stain, it's hard to get off.
Yeah.
You know, but just by the power of blood, he can wash away all your sins. All you have to do is ask him. You know, ask him to come into your heart. You know, and I was down there staining and thinking about that. You know, it was good. Well, then we start sawing the board. Right off the bat, I saw one wrong. Saw it the wrong way. But you know what? That was the devil. He's wanting to steal what I've got.
Thank you,
you know, he can't make it into heaven. He's already damned to hell.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not giving up that easy. You know, sometimes I have to step back and just think of the Word of God.
Amen.
And calm myself, because sometimes my anger gets the best of me. And I tell you, the next thing I cut, it worked perfect. How great that was.
Amen.
Guess what? It wasn't long. He was right back. I saw several things wrong with it yesterday. But you know what? I'm here today praising my God.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. You know, I'm no carpenter. But I'm so thankful for my God, the one that saved my soul. For the blood that he shed on Calvary.
Amen.
For me and for you, if you're partaking. If he's knocking on your heart's door, just answer. You know, it's so good to just serve a mighty God that we serve. You know, and I search for scripture, looking for the right scripture. And this is what he laid on my heart, and it's for somebody. You know, it may have been for me. Everything's for me. I need it all. And I'm just so thankful this morning for the God I serve. And I'm thankful for my dad, you know. Even though he put out the money for that, he never thought nothing about it. Like my God, you know, when I fail, he forgive me as long as I ask.
Again,
you know,
right.
he forgive me.
Praise
I'm so thankful I serve with God as mighty as him.
Hallelujah.
I love him. I love him this morning. Does anyone have anything on their heart this morning? Look at that.
First of all, I want to thank God for the changes I've seen in my home.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, friends, for prayers.
Praise the Lord.
And, you know, you think when you get what you're praying for, you're okay and you don't have to worry anymore. But there's always that other thing, another person that you know, somebody else that's not, that needs the Lord,
amen.
Something in your life that's going to try and bring you down. The devil's working at us all the time. If he's not working on our minds, he's working on our bodies to keep us out. Bird is heavy and the road is rough and long. Sometimes my feet get weary and so sore. But a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore and I won't have to worry. Cares are left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus.
anyone else have anything? I'm going to turn it over to Brother Paul.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. Appreciate the service and just a good service. Appreciate the Lord. We got to put this back in our pocket, as you said. So, I mean, what a God. I was thinking about the songs, the service, and the teaching. Thought about Maxine, her testimony there a minute ago. And that hope that you have, the Bible teaches, that purifieth itself. The hope that we have in the Lord and in God's Word, it's just something that constantly helps us, ain't it? I imagine Paul when he said, well, all the hope that I have in Christ not in this world. He said, if all the hope that I had in him was in this world, I'd be of all men most miserable. My hope is out yonder in the eternal, where all things will be made new. No death, no sickness, no pain. But thank God for his word. I want to, if you would, this morning, turn your Bibles over to the book of Galatians in the 3rd chapter, but that's not one we'll be preaching from. And with the reading of Sammy's scripture there in Hebrews, he made it, and he made a new and a living way. What the law couldn't do, he fulfilled all that. Ain't no man can live by the law. Because, I mean, if you fail at one of them, you fail in all of them. But he, the law having the shadow of good things to come, but not the very image. What is that very image? In God making us in his likeness and his image. Perfection. Jesus was the only man that on earth that was perfect. But anyway, here in Galatians chapter number 3, I want to read three verses. This is a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Galatia. He talks about when he begins this thing, he talks about himself, how that he was an apostle of God, not of men, but by Jesus and God the Father who raised him from the dead. But here in the 3rd chapter, Galatians verse 1 said, O foolish Galatian, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and now made perfect by the flesh? You may be seated this morning in the house of God. But maybe this morning, maybe there's some people out there that's have had this on my heart for, I guess, two or three or four days. I don't know. Maybe there's people out there right now that is confused about things. And maybe they're listening to the wrong spirit, listening to the wrong things. Paul's telling them there in Galatians, he said, how is it that I learn of you and hear of you that you started out in the Spirit, now you've turned back to the flesh? How is it that you received me, you received the preaching of the gospel, and you received that, and you've begun in that, but how is it that now you've turned back to the law? you can't work your way into heaven. But I do tell you this morning, when you get born again and saved by the grace of God, you're created unto good works. But anyway, here, let's look here this morning in the book of Acts, in the 8th chapter. Everybody tuned in listening to us, however you might be listening. We want to help you today. We want to be a blessing and be a let God use us that you might be able to be a better Christian, a better individual, a better soldier for God. But anyway, here in the 8th chapter, here in the book of Acts, I want you to think about this, and thinking about what the church, the growth of the church, and the preaching of the Word of God, and the Word of God reaching people and changing their hearts and changing their lives and changing their homes and so on and so forth. But anyway, in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, I'm going to start reading right here in verse 25. Acts 8 and 25. He said, "They, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans." And now verse number 26, pay attention. He said, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, and was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understand thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so opened not he his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? And for this life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Then Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Arctus, and passing through, he preached in all cities until he came to Caesarea. And I want you to pay attention to this morning and think about this. We read here in the book of Galatians here that Paul's telling the church. He said, you did run well. I mean, you started out believing the word of God. But he said, I've been heard that you've turned back, brother, under the law or under the works. And he said, something along the way has bewitched you. Something along the way has got you off track. Something along the way has got you looking back at the old law and looking back at this and looking looking back at that. And don't take me out of context or anything this morning. I'm just trying to get the message out about here was a man that had been to church. He had been to Jerusalem to worship. And brother, he is on his way back. And the angel of God told Philip, he said, now go down yonder to Gaza. It's a desert place down there. He said, there's a message that needs to go out to a man that's without understanding, to somebody down there that's trying to figure it out. The Bible said, Brother Duncan, when he got down there, Brother, he approached that chariot, I believe, and I believe Philip heard him reading that scripture out loud. I mean, I believe he was sitting there trying to figure it out. And Brother, the Bible said when he approached it, Brother, he heard him and he had Philip asked him. He said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I unless some man guide me? And Brother, he invited him up in that chariot. And he said, this very scripture right here, he said, is this man talking about himself? Or is he talking about somebody else? And Brother, in the Bible said that old Philip got that same thing that he was reading out of. And we know it was Isaiah there, the prophet. We talked about Christ being as a lamb led to the slaughter and opened not his mouth in the humiliation of all the sin of the world taken upon him there. And Brother, listen this morning. And Brother, the Bible said Philip took the same scriptures and opened up unto him Jesus. And Brother, the Bible said, and Brother, as he began to have to open up his mouth in the same scriptures, and he preached unto him Jesus. And I don't know how far they went down the road. I don't know how far they went down the way, but somewhere down the little journey there, that eunuch turned to Philip and said, he said, here's water. What hindereth me to be baptized? And Philip said, if you believe, thou mayest. And he said, I believe that he is the Son of God. And Brother, here, think about this morning. As you're back in Galatians, Paul said, you did run well, but who hindered you? Oh, foolish Galatian, you started out in the Spirit, but now you want to go back to the law. Thank God this morning that God sent Philip down there to that eunuch that had been to the law, had been to Jerusalem for to worship. But brother, as he was returning, he was sitting in the chariot wondering what the scripture meant. And Philip preaching unto him Jesus. And along the way, the Bible said that the eunuch said to Philip, and now here's water, what hindereth me from being baptized? You think about this morning. Spirit of God gets a hold of you, and it convicts you, and you come to a place to realize that you need to be born again. You need to be saved. Nicodemus couldn't believe it. He said, what do you mean being born again? Jesus said, that is born of flesh is flesh, and that is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. And brother, when Philip preached unto him Jesus, I believe on the way down there, I believe, brother, he made an open confession that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And as he went on the way, he asked Philip, he said, hey, what's a hindering me to be baptized? Let me tell you something this morning. I believe after you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's something that happens only in the heart of the soul of man. He becomes a new and a living creature in that new and that living way. But I believe down the road somewhere, and you're going to have to look at the man of God and say, something's been a hindering me to get baptized. And so we got the water. I'm saying, what's a hindering you out there? What hindereth you to be baptized? Philip said this right here. Do you believe? I believe that he is the Son of God. I remember in 1990, on December the 2nd, I was born again, saved by the grace of God. And I remember in February, there's a thing a month or two along the way that hindered me. They had a foot communion and foot portion. I was scared of that. I said I got hindered along the way. I was afraid of it. I didn't understand it all. But I'll tell you what happened to me on December the 2nd in February. We went down to Smithtown over yonder and ice along the edge of the creek. And Brother Knight had the hindrances over. And Brother, that old man of God, Wayne Waycaster and Billy Moore, I believe it was. And maybe in the water, and maybe Ronnie Baxter. But I seen old Wayne's big hand go up. And they took me and my wife together. And they buried us in that water. And Brother, now I hear them saying, I baptized thee in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I raised out of that water, answered my conscience to God, and that I wasn't ashamed to show the world and that the hindrance was over, and I wanted to be all the way with God. Amen. There's been talk about, well, the man on the cross wasn't baptized. But you read what the Gospel of Mark says. He that is saved and is baptized. I believe once you get born again, you're baptized into the body. I mean, you've become part of the body of Christ. And I don't know. I don't know, maybe if I'd have got killed a day or two later, I don't know if that'd have prevented me from going in. I don't believe it would have, but I tell you what I wanted to do. I wanted to, if there was things that hindered me along the way, I wanted to get it out of the way. And on February, we went down to the old watery grave. I'm like that eunuch looked at Philip that day, and he said, here's water. What's hindered me to baptize? And Philip said, if you believe, you can. And he said, I confess that he is the Son of God. Happy old Philip took him down there and baptized him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he got out of the water, and the old eunuch didn't see him no more. Praise the Lord. You can start out right and end up wrong. You can start out in the spirit and end up back in the flesh. You can't work your way into heaven. But I will tell you this. Once that new creature that's been made by the Spirit of God, once that the Spirit of God sets his abode inside your heart and your life, there'll be things hinder you along the way, but I believe you can overcome by the word of your testimony, the blood of the Lamb of God. And don't be hindered along the journey. Go all the way with God. Jesus said this. He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you. Tell you something, guys. We're in a battle. The things that hinders us along the way, if we'll rely on God, depend upon God, believe the word of God, you'll begin to overcome, and there'll be less things hinder you along the way. When I first got saved, the devil said, you ain't even saved. You know what I done? I kept coming to church every chance that I get. I kept coming down to the house of God, and that booger man, he eventually quit lying to me about being saved. I proved myself to God over and over and over, but they were still yet other things that kept hindering me along the way, and I had to stand up and confess that he is the Son of God. And brother, I believe this morning, if you do some things that God bids you to do, there'll be less hindrance along the way. Here, I'm trying to baptize some of you before we get to the creek. But anyway, I've been thinking about this. F- 4 days now. He stinketh by now. No, he don't. Just roll that stone of hindrance away. He said, if you believe with all your heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so Philip right here said, I mean, when he was going down there, the eunuch asked him, he said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, do you believe? He said, I believe that he is the Son of God. Whoa, mule. Stop the chariot. Now listen, how's this possible? Didn't God say, Philip, go down there to Gaza, which is desert? I tell you why. God get water out of a rock, he can make a watering hole for somebody that'll believe. God will make a way. Whoa, mule. And he got down off that chariot and he baptized him. Now, I don't care what they say, they'll tell you you got to get baptized by the Holy Ghost and this and seek after and all that. I'm going to preach it like Philip did. You believe he's the Son of God? Yes. You believe you ought to be baptized in a literal body of water to show the world and show the people around you that something's already happened on the inside? You're buried with him in death and in baptism, raised again in the newness of life. You believe that? We would just preach it that way then. I wasn't seeking it. It was seeking me. And I'm not looking for another addition to what I've got. I'm just trying to build upon what I do have. Do you believe he's the Son of God? Do you believe he's able to save to the uttermost? Make a new creature out of you? Stand to our feet this morning. What hindereth me to be baptized? What's a hinder ye from being baptized? You think about that. You think about that, and we'll set a date. You get that on your mind, and we'll go to the river. But you're going to have to look and say, we've got water, but what's a hindering me to get baptized? Brother Buck, dismiss us in prayer, will you, buddy? Guys, we appreciate all your work you've done this week and the food giveaway and all that. Thank you for what you do.